amidst all of this, the Scotland Yard released a report about Jimmy Savile. Of course, no one paid any attention to it. It was so funny. So the report, the details, I think like over 250 complaints that they've now researched.
That they ignored.
250. And let me just play the clip for you, because it's hilarious. Because I want you to remember, the guy received a papal knighthood from the Pope. He received a knighthood from the Queen. He was best buddies with Margaret Thatcher and her husband. You know, at a certain point, you've got to think, was this guy maybe just arranging the goods for all of the pedophiles of the UK? I mean, come on. The Catholic Church. We know what's been going on there. No one gets how many people do you know have had a papal knighthood who are also a celebrity?
I don't know anyone who's got a papal knighthood.
Exactly. You know, this guy was in the upper echelon of all elites, you know, hanging out with Prince Charles. There has to be I'm telling you, they eat children.
This is your basic theory, but play the clip.
According to the report by London's Metropolitan Police and a child protection charity, Savile used his celebrity status to hide in plain sight. Police say they are aware of 214 criminal offences recorded against him. Savile was never brought to justice, and his victims have been left looking for some kind of resolution. CNN's Matthew Chance has been hearing all the details of the investigation. He joins us now from police headquarters. Scotland Yard. Matthew, what more does that report reveal?
Well, it reveals quite a lot. One of the issues you just brought up is, of course, that Jimmy Savile is dead. There isn't going to be a criminal prosecution against him. And this report, which I've got in my hand here, called Giving Victims a Voice, is an attempt by the police here in London that have been leading this investigation into the goings-on of Jimmy Savile, say that it's their attempt to try and at least get down in document form all of these testimonies that they've received over this period of more than 50 years, from 1955 to 2009, they've been hearing evidence from people who say they were abused during that period. 450 complaints in total so far made against Jimmy Savile. 214 of them, as you mentioned, have been recorded as actual abuses. Amongst those 214 is included 34 instances of rape. The age group of the victims is also quite astonishing, between 8 years old and 47 years old.
So, a copy of the report in the show notes. Go have a look at that. It's crazy. I'm like, oh, well, at least we have
more
a report.
Good work by Scotland Yard.
At least we have a report.
A bunch of a-holes.
Yeah, there's all kinds of us. Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, you clearly shut me down. You don't want me to talk about it anymore. I get it.
It
gets boring. I know it gets boring.
Preoccupied.
Unlike this.
President Obama.